RockAuto.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Warning, listening or viewing the Sully Show in large quantities could result in having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, appearance of beauty, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
Broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut, it's The Sully Show, starring Adam, J.T. Hollis, and the man who controls it all, Sully.
Yep, well, I kind of control it. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sully Show here on twitch.tv/accidentalpunch. And, of course, the audio for More Like Radio would be going on if I was able to make a connection. And for some reason, I can't. But hi, everybody. Whoa, that was weird. So anyway, come on into town. Go to twitch.tv/accidentalpunch. And, of course, with me in his studio at home, smoking a cigarette, having a good time, it's JT Hollis. Hi, JT.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, doing great. Doing really great, my friend. Yes. It's how we roll. It's how we roll. Adam's not here today. Sorry. If you wanted to see his cute, adorable face, nah, not happening. Not today. Just saying.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that.
Why not?
Because Adam owes you a big time.
Well, why does he owe you big time?
Because I was supposed to have tonight off.
That is true. You were.
So he owes me big time. Unless he has a legitimate reason. I mean, was it a work thing? Was it a his base was flooded thing? Or
no, it was actually a legitimate work thing. When he sent me the text, I was at dinner, and he was still in Albany, which is 3 hours away from here. So he was stuck in Albany traffic. I do want to say hello to Tanya, Elijah, Chuck, Amanda, who's in the Twitch chat room, Carol's in the Twitch chat room, Christina, Ed, Robin, Remy, Sharon, Rose, and Robin says, Robin says, how privileged are you that I'm here listening in at work? So thank you, Robin, for doing that. And Sharon is chiming in, and she's actually watching. So hello, Sharon. How are the twins? I hope Maddie is doing good and having a great day today. That's right.
And hi, everybody. And Amanda says, hey, I could have Skyped in and helped Matt.
You didn't ask, and you don't have the right equipment to do that. So, yeah.
He's a little technical on, you know, unless you're like a caller calling in for a quick comment or something, you have to have all this fancy, smanchy equipment and stuff. And
yeah, not going to lie, I do like to be professional. Well, at least
I need to go put a hat on because
what's up with your hair, man? Are you trying to grow it out again? You going for the
I thought I was growing it out.
Wow, you're gonna go for the long hair again. That's gonna take you a while.
Well, it's been, I think, I want to say about a month since I cut it last.
No. I mean, like, are you going for the long hair like you had when we first met? Yeah, that's gonna take a while.
No, when we first met, I had the crew cuts. It was shortly after that I started growing it out.
You had the long hair when we were on Who Are Radio. When we started doing the show on Ustream, that's when you bicked your head, and I went, dude, what'd you do?
I told Kay before my surgery that, because with me going through therapy and everything with the long hair,
right,
it was going to get like all sweaty and really, really nasty. And it was going to be a pain in the ass to take care of. So I cut it off, but I promised her that I would grow it back. Well, it's been almost 2 years now, so.
Yeah.
So we're growing it back.
Yay to growing it back.
As I promised her, you know, I try to keep my word.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. If you're tuning in for the first time, good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like Mary, who moved out of Connecticut to, I think it's North or South Carolina. Yeah, she's happy she's not going to be up here. Just saying.
Yeah, they got pounded up there.
Yeah, we're gonna be getting some snow.
I was wondering if you got hit in the one that hit over the weekend or not.
The one over the weekend was rain. We were supposed to get some type of snow, but we actually got rain, which I'm okay with. I'm okay with that. Michael just chimed in and said, "Go Sox!" No, Michael, Yankees all the way. Yankees all the way. And Dennis is in the chat room, says, "Sometimes I wonder what it would be like if JJ from 360 on 420 and JT had their own show." Dude, I don't even want to picture that. Not gonna lie.
Are we like total polar opposites? I can't deny I haven't seen the show. So are we like total polar opposites or something?
No, I wouldn't say polar opposites. But JJ likes to smoke. Like likes to smoke.
We'd call it the smoking corner in a round room.
You know, like in the Breakfast Club. Cheeks cannot order smoke.
It's the smoking corner in a round room. I think that's the perfect title for the show.
Honestly, JJ is awesome. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I know that, you know, I see him on Facebook every now and then. I just haven't been able to actually like talk to him, which, you know, it is
right.
Wow, we got Jessica is going, "Go Yanks," and she says, "I can't believe I actually have a minute to tune in." So thank you for tuning in. Any minute counts. And guys, I know you guys are watching on Facebook, which is great. We love that you guys are watching on Facebook. Our main chat is actually on twitch.tv/accidentalpunch. It's right on the bottom of the screen there. If you're on a computer or you're on your phone or you have a tablet, download the Twitch app and follow us. Here's why. We're trying to get as many followers and subscribers to our channel as possible. Here's what will happen. If we get a good number of subscribers, it'll actually help us out with buying new equipment, new cameras, because I'm trying to get new cameras for pretty much all around the studio so you can see exactly what we're doing in the studio besides me going pushing buttons and seeing stuff on screen. But it's also going to help us pay for the show. I know, right? Creepy. But the more subscribers and the more followers we have, the better off we're going to be. And hopefully we'll be able to get some sponsors out of the deal too, to help us get paid and actually, you know, make some money at this. Cause we do want to do this full time. Don't get me wrong. I love my full time job, but I like entertaining you guys better. Just saying, just putting it out there. It's where I can cut back and cut loose with my friend JT and Adam, and we can have fun and we can get more shows on the channel. Obviously, we want you guys to come back for more. So the more you come back to the Twitch channel, the better off we're going to be, and it's going to be awesome. And it's free to do. You can sign up at your Facebook or your Google Plus, anything, any social media network related, you could probably sign up with it, and it'll be good. It'll help us out. Let's see. Wait, what's going on in the chat? Whoa,
holy crap. In the chat room, Amanda said that tomorrow's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Mother Nature was being mean today with the beautiful sunshine. So cruel. And Carol in Canada, she got 10 inches of snow over the weekend with a lot of wind.
Right.
Echo said that let's welcome the Snowpocalypse Part 2.
Gotta get the bread and milk.
To the tri-state area. He says his local supermarket is, all caps, literally empty, like the world is going to end.
We're all going to die.
And then I said, don't take this the wrong way, y'all, but better you than me. But if you'll remember 2 weeks ago,
you got slammed.
We got nailed by 23 inches of snow.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, 6 inches of rain.
Well, I mean, you got it back to back because you were like, hey, here's some snow. We're going to, you know, do whatever. And then bam,
getting flooded. Somebody send me a raft.
I do want to say hi to Amanda. She is my very good friend from the Air Force. We've known each other for 17 years. She's down in Georgia right now. Hi. Miss you. Come home so we can hang out. Lena just chimed in on Facebook. Mr. Bunky is watching. He's in the Twitch chat room. Mike says we're awesome. And his wife, Mary, says, we need to get you to buy more awesome t-shirts, too. Yeah, they're starting to get retired. They're starting to wear out. but that's the other thing. We do want to start selling merchandise. Ha, ha, ha. That'll help the show as well.
I do have a rough draft of the one, by the way.
Yay! Good, because I can't wait to use it. And, of course, I want to say hi to Diane, who just chimed in on the Facebook chat as well. So, hello, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. I do appreciate it. I do.
Amanda said that we have stupid New Englanders. Y'all lived here how long? These storms are nothing new. Get over it, snowflake.
You know, that's the one thing that kind of always irked me. And it's more for the fact of people were born here, people live here in New England, and yet the biggest thing they complain about is the snow. And don't get me wrong, you got to do what you got to do. But my biggest thing is, if you're complaining about the snow, you shouldn't live here. This is
Think about where you live.
Yeah, New England is the only place that I know of, that you can have 70-degree weather one day, 3 feet of snow the next. You can't even say that with lake effect snow in Michigan or Chicago or even Indiana. It doesn't happen that way. It's New England. Because we get the shit coming from the middle of the country, and then we get the shit coming from the Atlantic. It hits.
Yeah.
You know?
And every now and then you get one that actually goes all the way across. That hits us and then follows through and hits you guys too.
Yep, back to back. It never ever fails.
But I mean, Kay and I mean, we've been together almost 11 years now, and we've kind of gotten into habits over the past several years where before winter really gets started, we'll start stocking up.
Sure.
So that way we have stuff on hand. So if something does happen, but then when we know a big storm's coming in, we'll go and we'll buy. You know, we'll get a gallon of milk and we'll grab a package of bread and maybe some meat and stuff like that. But otherwise, we have everything that we need pretty much.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you live in a snowborne area for a long time, you would think you would develop that kind of thing. But people are so stupid that they don't think and plan ahead. You know, we're kind of like the grasshopper.
Oh, grasshopper.
Or, you know, we're the the grasshopper and the... The old kid's tale about, you know, the one's getting ready for winter and the other one plays and all that. Good. I can't even think. My mind is fried, dude. I've had 2 hours of sleep over the last 2 days. So
I'm a little. That's okay. That's okay. Because you've had a pretty busy week on Facebook.
Yeah.
On Facebook, Mary says, that's why people leave like us. And then her husband, Michael, says, Mary, switch all of our CPTV funding to the Sully Show right now.
There you go.
Hey, you know what?
You would see some awesome changes real quick.
They know how much I love the two of them. And I do miss them because Michael and I have a very good, very great love-hate relationship between the Yankees and Red Sox. Michael was the only one, okay? When I was working at the Cadillac Ranch, I would hear, Go Sox! From way back in the place. Over all the music, over everybody chatting it up and yelling and screaming and drinking and having a good time. And I could be completely away from the microphone and I'll just run and go, Go Yankees! And I would get more of a pop than he would.
Right.
But that's the type of person that Mike is. Mike and I, oh, the two of us could just talk baseball. We could just talk baseball. You know, Mike is one of those guys where he's not an asshole Red Sox fan. He's not.
Those are very rare.
He's the type of Red Sox fan where if the Red Sox are down in the toilet, he'll flat out admit, listen, we suck this year. But I'm like that with the Yankees.
So he's not only a big fan, he's a realistic fan.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
See, that's huge.
Absolutely.
That in itself is huge.
And the best, here's the best part, though. His wife, Mary, is a Yankee fan.
Well, I mean,
think about
I
how those fights
that
are.
Situation. Yeah, I can understand that situation because when Kay and I first got together, she was a Jeff with NASCAR. She was a Jeff Gordon fan.
Sure.
And I was a Tony Stewart fan. So, you know, it's kind of along the same lines of the Red Sox Yankees love hate relationship there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know how that goes.
I'm getting messages from Mitch. Don't you start in 15 minutes? Nope, we started 15 minutes ago. We're trying to get the audio feedback working.
Mitch, you're a little bit behind there, buddy. He's been trying to log on to the butt for the last 15, man.
And the password hasn't changed. I know that. I don't know what's going on. I really don't know what's going on. So, yeah. The good thing is, even if you go to morelikeradio.com, the video stream is there. I can tell you this. I'm ignoring the chat because we've got more activity in our Twitch chat and we have a little bit more control over it. So, yeah,
right.
It is what it
and,
is.
And to be totally honest, I haven't seen anybody say anything in the More Like Radio chat room in like 3 weeks or
yeah,
4 weeks.
Yeah, what's up with that, guys? What's up with that? I mean, I would just prefer to have everything in the Twitch chat. It's a little easier. I mean, like I said, the only reason why I have Facebook open right now is because I'm streaming on Facebook. So, we're trying to broaden the horizons just a little bit more and get more people to follow our Twitch channel and subscribe. And the cool thing is, here's the really cool thing, people. If you're a Amazon Prime member, here's what's really cool. Okay. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can actually subscribe to our channel for free. For free. It's simple.
Right.
For free.
Right.
It's called Twitch Prime. Okay, if you link
and there's no better price than free.
Yeah, exactly. If you link your Twitch Prime with your Amazon, okay, you can subscribe for free, and it's awesome. It's awesome. You get a cool emoji. It's our logo, the Accidental Punch logo. But we are working on new emojis, by the way. We're working on tier 2 and tier 3 emojis, and eventually, since we're affiliates, we're trying to do the best here. My wife just chimed in and said, go Yankees! So there you go, Mike. You're outnumbered, my friend.
Well, Echo in the chat room, he's had a running dialogue going with himself for a few minutes here.
Oh, good. We like that.
Obviously, you've never been to England because you can have all four seasons in the span of 2 hours.
Well, that's true.
You can also do that in Colorado. And then he says, and I do mean old England. And then he goes, to paraphrase John Updike, quote, the true Yankee fan secretly believes that people living anywhere else have to be, in some sense, kidding. And then he says, and I meant fans of other teams. Clearly, I don't know how to periphery.
Yeah, that's all right. Neither do we. That's
we all speak Taipanese.
That's why we do the show that we do. Mm-hmm. Just pointing it out there.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie. Hey, guys, if you're watching and you see me like kind of look down at the corner, just remember, I got JT in the corner. I can't look at Adam. I have to look. For some reason, I can look at the camera, but it's like I got to look at JT because he's talking.
I have the biggest issue with that when I'm doing the show on Thursday because
right.
you've yelled at me a couple times.
I have.
Look at the camera.
Look at the camera.
And I can't. It's weird, but when I look at the camera, I feel like an idiot.
Why?
So I just kind of look off to the side of the camera, so I'm kind of looking in that direction. I don't know. It just feels weird to look straight at the camera.
Well, think of it as like an actual news program. Think of it that way. Because if you think about it, if you're sitting at a desk like we are now, you know, it's not a very cool, high and mighty desk like the
yours is mine's just a
dude
little.
Mine is an old office desk with glass on top. I'm surprised
that's why it's cool. You've got the glass thing.
Yeah, but I'm surprised there's like no echo coming from the glass and bouncing back into the back of the microphone.
That's because you got the egg crate stuff on your walls. That's what's saving you.
But that's all around me. This is, the glass is right here. You can't miss it. It's here.
Your body is absorbing the echo. So
are you saying I'm fat now?
maybe a little chubby.
And response to that?
My name is Chubby. I did the show just like this. I did the show just like this with my face squishing my cheeks. I wonder how many people are clipping this right now. Hint, hint, just, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Echo just said, Sully's wife chimed in. Good. Means he's not in trouble today.
Yeah.
Unlike
yeah,
that well, yeah. other day.
Yeah, I got in trouble. I got in trouble big time. Oh, Sin just chimed in on Facebook. Hi, Sin. How are you?
Good Bunky to see says, you. Says, I'm cam shy. That's only when I'm doing my cam shows on those honestly, nights. You know?
Honestly, let me tell you guys something. JT has come a long way.
You've come a long way, baby, but I don't smoke Virginia Slims no more.
That's true. JT, when JT and I first met, okay, he had no idea about the concept of the webcam and doing the live streaming and everything else like that.
Yeah, well, just, obviously, I have the face for radio.
You do.
Not for video.
You do, but you got but you got the muscles to show, you know, you got the 13-inch pythons.
I think it's more like 3-inch, but yeah, I'll go with that.
Jess's son Spencer is laughing at the fat joke, by the way.
Yeah, funny. And by the way, Mr. Bunky said that you're fluffy.
Listen, I ain't fat, I'm fluffy. And even that, I don't think I'm fluffy. I'm big, not fat. What is it? It's a big, healthy, husky, fluffy, and damn. And then he added, oh, hell no.
Somebody give me a taco.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is. Hey. So, guys, I know we just kind of started it, and the first 30 minutes is usually like our BS session. But we are coming up to a very quick break, and the only reason why we do have to do a quick break is because I got to put somebody to bed, otherwise it's going to be one long night. And I mean long night.
And he likes long things, just not that.
Yes, yes, pretty much. As a matter of fact, wait, what the heck? Hang on a second. What? I don't know, I just got a message.
Uh-oh.
That's weird. And it's not from Christy, but I'll have to check out. I'll have to check that out on the break. So be like, huh? What? What are you talking about? So anyway, when we come back from the break, we're gonna get into the show. We're gonna take a trip to the trailer park. We got three brand new movie trailers.
Well, I'm going home.
Well, actually, two movie trailers and a Netflix trailer.
There you go.
It is pretty good. And we'll also have the I Can't Believe I Read That. And guys, the Oscars were this weekend. Year number two that I did not watch it.
I never watched the Oscars.
Yeah, but as a filmmaker, I watched
the Oscars. I have to correct that. I have watched Oscar, but it was the one on Sesame Street.
Oh, okay. Oscar the Grouch. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So we are going to go over some of the things that happened at the Oscars. Western Echo, the Oscars were this weekend. Hashtag snooze. We'll get into that, I promise. I do, I promise.
You can't argue with logic like that.
You really can't. And let me tell you, Dennis nails it. Like, he's very honest about everything. And we do see eye to eye on a lot of things, which is kind of creepy. But it is one of those things where you're like, huh?
Yeah. What?
You know? So it's going to be good. I do promise that. And, you know, we also have I Can't Believe I Read That. We got five wonderful news stories that not only Rich from Arizona gave to us, but I picked a couple out myself because I was just scrolling through the internet one day and I went, that would be awesome.
I was scrolling through the web one day
in the merry, merry month of May. Yes, we're stupid like that, folks.
There's my first song of the night, folks.
Yay! Where is my Stacey Dash liner?
How many times does JT break into song?
Break out into song? Well, I mean, you know, you are quite the singer.
I did it walking through the hospital today. We were walking back to the room, to Kay's room, and my stepdad said something, and I just broke into song right into the wall. Yeah, it was my mom kind of looked at me strange. I said, "You should be used to this." So, yeah. There you go.
What? It's crazy talk.
Yeah.
Crazy talk.
I did get a few people to turn around and look. And I, what?
Like, what the hell is this?
The man is like, "I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle. Here is my spout. When I get a steamed up, you hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out.
Tip me over and watch me break."
Yeah. Yeah. So we are going to go to break very, very quickly. I promise we'll be back very quickly. We may do another break around the 9 o'clock hour or so, just so.
Gonna have to.
Well, I know that. So, that'll be like a short musical interlude. I think we'll do like a song as a break.
He's gonna play a JT song tonight.
Maybe it depends. I might just do more commercials.
Right there, you go.
But I do want to make sure that, you know, I help out, because if I don't help out, oh man. And I can hear the books being read right now. So it's like, okay, I got to hurry up here. So when we come back, we're going to get into all of that. Stick around. The trailer park will be right up after the break. You guys are listening and watching The Sully Show here on twitch.tv/accidentalpunch and morelikeradio.com. We'll be right back. I promise. I do. I promise. I promise. I promise.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show.
Hi, this is Kane Hodder, better known as Jason from Friday the 13th, Victor Crowley from Hatchet. You are watching and listening to The Sully Show. Keep there or I'll kill you.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Catch the last Hippo Juice show. Here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh,
kind of does.
I barely touched her. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh, everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you that got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember, Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news, so fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, Sully, how can I get a Dumbass of the Week story to you?
Well, that's real simple. You can search the internet and give us any type of article or video and send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What was that address?
dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. And if it's good enough, we just might use it for the show.
Is there any other way to get you a story?
Yes, you can actually send it to us on Facebook as well. Go to facebook.com/thesullyshow and post it on our wall. Not only that, but we'll retweet it on Twitter as well.
So in quick review, dumbass at thesullyshowonline.com or go to facebook.com, The Sully Show, and put the stories on there. And if it's good enough, you'll do it on your show, right?
That's correct. And the show is live Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, right before Dutch and Roy's on morelikeradio.com. Make sure you tune in, and you just might see your dumbass of the week on the show.
There you go.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
He's a great friend. He's like my buddy. He's the doll. Yeah, my buddy.
He's not a real person. My buddy
and me. He's pretty much when I need him, which is on Monday nights from 7 to 10.
There you go.
And my buddy laughs at everything I say. My buddy, everybody thinks he's gay.
Nice.
Conti and Kenny, morelikeradio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey guys, this is Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you are listening to The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com. Get it going. It's morphin' time.
I haven't heard this song in so long. Yeah.
Welcome back to The Sully Show. Sorry we had to take a quick break, but we're back. Just a little bit. Cliffs of Dover, man. Love this version. It's awesome. Great guitar work, too. Just saying. Want to say hi to Sally. Just popped in on Facebook Live. Hello. How are you? Good to see you. Haven't been seeing you in a while, my friend. Come on into our main chat room, twitch.tv/accidentalpunch. That's where we have our main chat. So if you're watching on Facebook, head on over. You can download the Twitch app. It's free. Click the little heart in the corner and subscribe. It's good stuff. JT's back too. Hi, JT. Yeah, he's waving. Yay.
Hi.
There you go.
I had to get to the mute button. It kept moving on me.
Whoops. Amanda says, nice guitar riffs. This song is phenomenal for guitar riffs. It really is.
Not a single word sung on the whole song, and it's just simply amazing.
Yeah. And here's the bad part. Well, I wouldn't say this is a bad part. This is actually in Guitar Hero 3, and I can't play it on hard. I can only do the, I want to say it's the medium,
And because I can't hit my pinky can't reach the last button on the controller, so it's like I gotta move my whole, like I have to actually adjust and slide my whole hand down. I can't reach it. I want to say hi to Amanda and my cousin Christy. She just chimed in on Facebook. Hi guys.
What you do is you take like a popsicle stick and you tape it to your pinky, and then you can.
Never thought of that. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
See, those rednecks can come up with good ideas.
Those rednecks, they're good like that.
They're good like that. Give me a thing of duct tape and I'll build you a house.
Yeah. I want to say hi to Michelle. She just chimed in on Facebook Live as well. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I do appreciate it. Twitch.tv/accidentalpunch. That's where we are. It's the main chat. Join us. We're going to get into
chat with you in there a lot easier than on Facebook.
Yeah, we could because, you know, it is what it is. Dwayne just popped in on Facebook as well. So hello. Go to twitch.tv/accidentalpunch. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheSullyShow. And Periscope. We're on Periscope as well. The Sully Show on Periscope. And at The Sully Show on Twitter, at Accidental Punch on Twitter as well. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. I think we're broadcasting on 5 different platforms right now.
Yeah, I remember the night that we were checking it, we checked 5 different sites.
Yeah, and we're also broadcasting live on YouTube, youtube.com/accidentalpunch. We are everywhere. You can follow us on Instagram, at The Sully Show 8560. Just saying. Just putting it out there. Just putting it out there. Colette just chimed in on Facebook as well. Hello! Enjoy. And join us. Join us. We say we get down to the nitty gritty here because we had a lot happen over the weekend. JT Settle. Well, there was a lot going on. I just
kind of zoned out, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. I mean, you know, you covered a lot of stuff on Thursday during your show. Yeah. Shout out with JT. Yeah. 7:30.
I kind of got on a bit of a roll on that one.
You did. And you had a really good crowd that was going in on the chat room as well. So if you want to check out JT's solo show Thursday nights, I'm doing plugs left and right. This is great. Don't forget.
The question is the power on?
No. Well, we'll see tomorrow.
Ba-dum-bum. Go ahead and do the car crash. That one deserves it.
Yep. Yeah, that one's.
It's pretty bad when you call it on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Sully, car crash.
There you go.
Thank you. I feel much better now.
JT died. All right, so.
No, I just had a slight concussion.
So over the weekend, we had a good number of things happen, one of which was the Oscars. This was year number 2. Now, normally I watch the Oscars. I do love the Oscars. I love movies. Everybody knows I love movies. If you haven't figured out I love movies by now,
you need help.
Yeah.
I mean, we all need help, but you need special help.
Yeah, you know, the fact that I'm working on 2 scripts right now, and you need just a, but we're here to help. So, you know, for a lot of people, and I saw it on Facebook, a lot of people like you know, who are actors and actresses, filmmakers like myself, editors, directors, the Oscars is the Super Bowl for Hollywood.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I've been losing a little bit more and more respect for some of the people in Hollywood. Not all of the people. Stacey Dash, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal, very down to earth, very funny. And when you can make somebody laugh in 35 seconds, that's a record. That's goals right there.
We did something right.
We made Kane Hodder laugh.
Yep.
So we're doing something good. We're doing something good. But the Oscars were this weekend, and I did not watch it again. This was the second year in a row that I didn't watch it. Not because I couldn't, because it was on ABC, and ABC doesn't do a live stream here in Connecticut. I don't know why, but they don't. And I'm not too worried about it because I can watch it on Hulu if I wanted to. Right. So the biggest issue right now, I wouldn't say the biggest issue. Number one, I think maybe I'm just stretching this a little bit, and I'm sure I'll have a nice smart-ass remark from Dennis when he chimes in after he hears this, that if you won at every other award show, you pretty much won the Oscar. You did.
Yeah, but that's
that's been going on for several years.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, yeah. And you know, it's not bad. what did Dennis say? But Sully, did you see Ashley Judd who got up and... No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't watch it. Listen, the only thing that I actually watched of the Oscars, and this was just yesterday that I watched it, was Gary Oldman's acceptance speech. Congratulations to Gary Oldman. The one person, actually probably like two or three maybe, I don't know because I didn't watch it, but when he got up, he did not make a political statement.
Thank you.
He didn't. He said, thank you. He thanked America. Uh-oh, you just got blacklisted in Hollywood. How dare
you? You just lost 2,000 Twitter followers.
Dennis, what about the Jimmy Kimmel joke about... No.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Echo the answer to any question on that. No.
I love to see that he's...
mm-hmm. And it was so long that he actually sent that in separate messages.
And Michael says, it's so nice to see and hear you, and a great, awesome night. Hey, Mike. Thank you for tuning in, dude. Seriously. I miss you guys. I do. You know, the next time you come up to Connecticut, hint, let me know. I'll meet you guys.
That's how it works. We'll put you on the show.
Yeah, well, they've met Sammy before. They absolutely. Come on down. Come to the studio. It's fabulous.
How about that amazing bit about shooting candy into the movie crowd and shoot self?
Yeah, you know, it's... And don't get me wrong, like, you know, I know Jimmy Kimmel is doing what he does. Yeah, it's Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, the problem with all the award shows now is they have all turned into a political cluster.
Exactly!
You know, it's not about the movies and the actors and what they did in their respective films, right, and that kind of thing like it used to be. It's all about politics now.
You're right.
And it's just these last 2 years, it's just been completely blown out of proportion.
You know, last year it was the bashing of Trump, which happened this year, apparently. And the other thing that happened this year was the Me Too movement. Yeah. Okay, here we are. It's four the months Me Too later. And
hashtag Time's Up. And-
right. And I want to say hi to John, who just chimed in on the Facebook. Hello, John.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Welcome. The biggest thing is, listen, I don't watch your movies for your political stances, and I don't want you to tell me how I need to think. You know, Dolly Parton said it best in an interview, I don't do politics, and I don't bash people. If you right. want to do that, you can do that somewhere else. I'm not going to do it. And I'm the same way.
Yeah.
We don't like doing politics. Every now and then we get a good political topic that we do talk about. Because Adam loves politics, by the way.
You think?
Adam's reformed Democrat. But he gets so pissed off now, it's great. It really right. is. It's great.
Want to say hi to Sammy real quick, who just got home from work and tuned in. Said he's sorry that he was late and missed so much.
You know, Sammy, I think... I can forgive you.
Yeah, we can. We'll give you a pass.
Just saying.
Echo said, seriously, though, is it just me, or did even the worst hosts in the 90s, like Letterman, that were better?
Yes.
And the awards were, could it be more interesting?
Absolutely. Here's the biggest thing, okay?
And, there was actually competition then.
Don't get me wrong. I get the whole getting stand-up comedians to be the host. I get other actors being hosts. You will never beat Billy Crystal. No one will ever be better than Billy Crystal. However, a close second, whether you like him or not, in my opinion, Seth MacFarlane. Because Seth MacFarlane ripped on everyone. When you get booed at the Oscars for making a joke about Lincoln... That was funny.
What, too soon?
And even he said that. He goes, what, too soon? 150-something years is too soon? Really?
Right.
that's how uptight you know these people are. Okay? This year, this year's Oscars was the first year in a long time that the Oscar ratings were down below 30 million people.
Did I see that they were actually lower than the Super Bowl?
They were. They were lower. Now,
what does that tell you? With everybody and their sister boycotting the NFL.
Well, yeah.
And the NFL still had higher ratings than the Oscars show did.
Yeah. I want to say hi to Jennifer, my buddy Jennifer. It's so weird calling you Jennifer. Sorry, Jen. I can't do
my
it.
My buddette.
Bam.
Buddette.
But that's the thing. Like, and don't get me wrong. Like, I watch the Oscars because of the art for the films and everything. Like, I watch it in a different perspective. I did not care this year. Again. Because I knew, I knew everybody, whether they got up and received the award or not, they were either going to make a Trump joke or they were going to be political. And I don't do that. I don't watch or do any of that because of your political stance. So don't tell me how to think. I am a free thinker. Is that allowed in this country anymore?
Yeah, and then they were giving big kudos to the I think it was the lady who won Best Actress because she had all the women stand up who had been nominated and
everybody
was clapping and all this crap. But I'm like, really?
But that's fine. You know, you got to do what you got to do. Whatever, you know. But
yeah,
no, you don't. No, no, you got to move on. Okay, time to be adults and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda wants to know if we can get Seth MacFarlane on the show. Sure, I'll try my best. He's probably a little busy right now, but if
we'll
I can
give it a good old college try,
yes. Hey, listen, if I could do it, if I can get him on the show, I'll see what I can do. I'll start with Harrison and say, hey, do you know Seth MacFarlane by any chance?
It's called working the market.
Hey. Listen, he got a Stacey Dash, and that was an incredible.
You got to do, man. I'm not. Yeah. You know, hey.
I do have a goal of trying to get Steven Spielberg on the show. So that'll be really cool because that would be one of the. If I ever got Steven Spielberg on this show, here's exactly what would happen: Adam would walk out, and JT would turn off Skype because they would never get a word in.
No, I would have to leave it on because you would be so freaked out that I would have to be the one asking the question.
Here's what would happen if I got Steven Spielberg. and this is flat out the truth, okay? The same thing that would happen when I first met Ernest Borgnine. At first, it's, hi.
Yep.
I'm you and you're me. Wait, what? I would be so confused, I wouldn't know what to do with myself because you know,
about the first 10 minutes or so, I'd have to run it, and then you would finally break out of your stupor.
I'd be like, hey, I need to hit myself in the head a few times. Yeah. But that's me, you know, and it's because I idolize Spielberg's artistry for film and everything else like that. If you guys have been watching our interviews for a while now, when we had Dee Wallace on, man, the stuff that she told me that he did that wasn't covered in any of the books that I took out about Spielberg for my own thesis was amazing. I'm like, wow, I was freaking wrong. So were the books.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the good thing...
Let's see, you were going according to the written word, not the unspoken.
Right, because, you know, it had to be references. I'm like, man, I should have called Dee Wallace earlier.
Wait, where did you hear that? I talked to him.
I actually did an interview. That's why I did. 4 years later. Almost 4 years later. 3 years later. Right. You know? Now, the thing is, you know, Gary Oldman won... Thank God, because he so deserved an Oscar. He really did. The man is amazing. He's an amazing actor. So when he won, I was like, yeah, all right. I watched his speech. His speech was great. 2 minutes. His speech was 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Done.
That's the way you do it.
Done.
That's the way you do it.
And then I find out Kobe Bryant got a freaking Oscar.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I'm like, Kobe Bryant got an Oscar? What?
The next thing you know, freaking Jim Carrey is going to be getting the NFL or NBA MVP.
Well, you never know. You never know. Although I think Jim Carrey may be on the blacklist lately. Not sure. But Amanda wants to know if we could get Jim Carrey. I don't know.
Right. I was trying to think of somebody, and then I saw that, and it's like, oh, we'll go with that.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, we're just a little tiny podcast, sort of. Yeah, if you guys know people, send them our way. We'll do what we can.
Yeah. We're working our way up. I mean, compared to what we were 8, 9, 10 years ago when I first started with you.
Absolutely.
You know, we've grown leaps and bounds.
Yeah. I'm waiting to hear back from Terry Fader's people. It's going to be his 10th.
They were a handicapped frog's leap.
Yeah. I'm a handicapped frog. Yay.
Rib.
Yeah. So
instead of going ribbit, he just goes rib.
Rib. Rib. Rib. Yeah. Honestly, Kobe Bryant winning an Oscar for a short film based on a poem that he wrote. Good job, man. Good job. You probably deserved it. Yeah. Probably better than some of the other short films that they show. So the fact
who's Vienna sausage did you dunk in?
Yay,
hot sauce.
Thank you very much. Yeah, but no, that's awesome. That just goes to show that although things are political, because let's face it, Hollywood is one big political cluster.
Yeah.
That people can transition from, you know, one sport to another form of entertainment and get an Oscar. So you know what? I'm going to say this. I have high hopes for The Rock now.
There you go. And you know it is bad when the biggest thing that everybody's talking about from the Oscars was the fact that or they were all talking about the guy who stole the Oscar from the lady that won Best Actress.
Oh, yeah.
At an after party.
Yeah. Yeah, he's screwed.
They were talking about that more than they were talking about the Oscars.
Which is bad. Which is bad. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the Oscar ratings, and this is flat out from NPR, Nielsen Media has been doing the ratings for the Oscars for the last God knows how many years, okay? This was the first time in a long time that the live viewership of the Oscars dropped to 26.5 million people. Normally, the average for the ratings is anywhere between 30 and 31 and up. That's a big drop.
It tells you a lot about what people think of Hollywood these days.
Here's the best sample of numbers they have right now, because it's current. The Winter Olympics opening ceremony, which, by the way, was done on Thursday, and you could watch it live as it happened early in the morning. Or, if you were like me, you didn't have to because you had to work. You had to watch it at night. The live viewership, well, the recorded live viewership of the opening ceremonies was 27.8 million viewers.
Dad Oscars.
That's
diggity.
Bad.
Yeah, I mean, when you get beat by the Winter Olympics and the NFL Super Bowl when 90% of the country is boycotting it, that's saying a lot.
It's bad. It's bad, is what it is. It's simple as that.
You know what?
What
I just say, oh well, life goes on.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now, the other thing is, okay, here is, this is what I loved about this article from NPR about the Oscars and its Nielsen rating. They flat out said that the reason the 90th Academy Awards ratings dropped is because people didn't want to hear political statements. Just seeing things posted on Facebook, I was able to see people's comments. People started watching it, turned it off. 5 minutes in. 5 minutes in. Which, to each their own. I like seeing what movies get what awards. Now, the good thing out of this, and this is by far the 90th Academy Awards. You kind of had to see this coming in. I'm glad it did. The Shape of Water. The Shape of Water. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It is technically a horror film. Won Best Director and Best Picture. Never been done. Never been done. Nope. Hitchcock couldn't even get a Best Picture award for his movies. And those were horror and thriller movies. And those were harder to do back then. Nope. His Oscar was a Lifetime Achievement Award. And you know what he said when he got up and got his award? Thank you very much. And walked off the stage.
Yep. That was basically a kiss my ass to the Academy.
Pretty much. Because Hitchcock, you know, whether you liked Hitchcock or not, marvelous. The guy was marvelous. He knew his shit, and he did it. And he didn't care how he did it. He just did it. He had stories to tell, and he told them. Which is what Harrison Smith told us years ago. Not even years ago. Months ago.
Yeah.
Months ago now. Months ago. The Oscars in Hollywood, I'm telling you, Hollywood is imploding. It's imploding from the inside. The more they get political...
Yeah, it's in trouble.
Yeah. The more they get political, the more things are just going to go boom. And it's not going to be good. It's going to be good for guys like us.
Right. Amanda said that it's a great movie, and it was so great that it showed and represented the use of sign language.
Yes. Yes, which has been done in films before, but the fact that this type of movie did as well as it did was—it's unheard of. And not only that, we've talked about this before. The movies that honestly should be up for Best Picture, aside from the artsy fartsy ones, should be the ones that are the highest grossing movies. They should. They should. Here's what's going to happen. I guarantee you, Black Panther will be up for an Oscar next year. Guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee
it. And they turned that into, they've already turned that into a political statement.
Yep. I guarantee it. It'll be up for an Oscar next year. And it'll be the first Marvel movie that'll be up for any type of like screenwriting or directing or Best Picture or whatever. It'll be the first one. Doesn't matter if it's Avengers. Doesn't matter if it was Captain America or Iron Man. I guarantee you it's going to be Black Panther and it's going to win something. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. And by the time the Oscars roll around...
I have no problem with that. Yeah.
You have no problem with that? With what?
Well, if it wins it for, you know, the groundbreaking graphics... And, you know, for the movie itself, not because of the freaking political state
Buddy
has turned the movie into.
Right.
Because I guarantee you, when the movie was written, it wasn't written as a political statement.
No. No, it wasn't. Guaranteed. No. What happened to your camera? You're like all pixelated.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know if my signal's going down.
I don't know. I'm going to hang up and call you back. Pardon me. I'm going to hang up and call you back.
Okay.
Let's see if that works. Let's see if that works. This is what we do, folks. Live. This is what we do live. No, I don't want to take a survey. I want to get JT back is what I want to do. I get JT back. There you are. There you are. Hi.
Oh, sorry. We're going to be the ringtone.
Ringtone. Ringtone. And of course, Amanda says, JT, dear, you kind of sound scruffy. But it's fixed now.
I think there's something going on with my web signal.
Yeah. Dennis says, JT's been back for barely an hour and you're already hanging up on him. Harsh. Sorry. My bad.
He's hung up on me within 5 minutes from the start of the show.
Amanda
this
says
was nothing. Amanda and he says, actually told me he was going to hang up.
That's true. Amanda says, hello, may I speak to Seymour? Seymour Butts? Yep. I want to say hi to Danielle. She just chimed in on Facebook. Hi. How many cigarettes is that? Holy crap.
Oh, I haven't emptied it in a while.
Gotcha. So, I mean, and don't get me wrong, you know, I'm not saying that these actors or even these filmmakers can have they can't have political opinions. They're more than welcome to. Just enough already.
Just keep it out of the damn mood of award shows.
Yeah, enough. You know, oh, you don't like the president. Oh, hashtag not my president. Hashtag yes he is. Shut up. Get over it.
To Canada.
Get over it. If you don't like the place, leave. Johnny Depp did that.
In Mexico, I wouldn't want to put you at Canada.
And it says, JT's wrestling name is the Iron Lung. Or is that his porn name?
Both.
Gotta love it. Want to say hi to Chuck?
We'll go with it.
What happened? You froze there. Whoa.
I don't know what in the hell is going on.
Me either. Are you plugged in or are you going wireless?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. I want to say hi to Chuck and Kathleen for chiming in. Hello. And Carol says, don't send them here.
No, we'll go with Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff. What the freaking hell just happened? Oh my lord, that was horrible. That was horrible, 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 horrible times infinity plus 10. My god, that sucked ass. Just saying.
I think you can cuss and get mad at it.
Yeah. Just sucked ass. Wow. I think we're back. My video's back. Hi, guys. Wow. Hey, you know what?
Cleaner.
Shit happens. What are you going to do? Take issues. It happens. Wow. Wow, that was horrible.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
I have no idea. But we're back now, which is kind of good, right?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you just fine. I can see you, too. Because I got your camera up and everything. I have no idea what that was all about. That was like, holy crap.
And you know, every time you try to do Facebook Live, we have that issue.
But it wasn't the Facebook Live.
But every time you do that, something happens.
But that's the thing.
Oh, no more Facebook Live.
No, but it worked fine last week. That's the thing. It worked perfectly fine last week.
Yay, Amanda sees me. Woohoo!
Yay! And of course, you know.
In all my glory.
We have to do this now.
Now that we have recovered from the Sully effect.
Holy crap.
We hope.
Holy
crap. We gotta add that to the end of that. We hope.
We hope.
Either that or someone going,
Yep. It's all Adam's fault.
Well, she already said that $5 says that we blame Adam when he shows it up next week.
Oh, I'm going to blame him no matter what.
Yeah. That's what I told her. I said, make it 10 to me and you got a deal.
You're going to blame him no matter what. Holy crap. That was really weird. So now not only do I have to cut the show short for the podcast, but hopefully we can finish
this show.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I'm cutting out the trailer park for this week, and we'll have to do it again next week.
Yeah, I heard I had just heard about another show that they were rebooting. It was either a show or a movie. I can't remember which one.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, Mary freaking Poppins.
No, it's not a reboot.
The redo, or
it's not a reboot.
It's a sequel. Yes, it's a sequel. She's coming back.
Yes.
I saw that the other day, and I'm like,
Mary Poppins returns.
Get it.
Mary Poppins.
And of course, the line in the little trailer that they show is, you know, it's so great to have you back, Mary Poppins. But of course it is. Really? Come on. You know, at least go with something original.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
Amanda's like, wait, what?
Yes.
Yes, they're doing a sequel to the original Mary Poppins movie.
Yep.
They're doing a sequel, just like they're doing a sequel to Karate Kid.
Yes.
So I guess technically it would be Karate Kid 4.
A sweep is as lucky can be. Jim Jiminy, Jim Jiminy, Jim Jim Cheree. Good luck, we're up off when I shake hands with you.
Just saying.
Now, my question is how lucky can Lucky be if his name is Oh Shit?
Wait, what? What?
How lucky can Lucky be if his name is Oh Shit?
Well, I mean,
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Anything's possible. I
even though I don't know what it means, it's atrocious.
What?
I was trying to make up lyrics for it.
You're doing a very bad job.
Thank you.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes. Yes, folks, the show is to that point.
Yep.
And this is, holy crap, what the hell is happening? This is the after effect.
We're recovering, okay?
Yeah.
It's kind of like going to AA.
Even Bradley, and he didn't even know what the hell was going on, and even he has passed out on the bed over here.
He's like, I'm done.
Yeah, he's finished.
He's like, I'm done. Good luck.
He's like, screw this shit. I'm going to sleep. What does that tell you?
That tells you he's bored with us.
No.
It's possible.
He's a good little doggy.
Same. I mean, it's possible. Putting it out there.
That was so bad that there's at least 3 or 4 dead squirrels laying out there somewhere.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
And it only cost you some chicken nuggets.
This is the we've cracked.
Yeah, and Amanda is just like going happy crazy nuts over there.
But I love to laugh.
And you notice Echo said, "Screw this." He's like, "I'm out of here."
Good night, folks.
Like, I made the comment. I don't think you saw it, but I made the comment. I said, "What the hell, Echo? The first night you show up and this happens."
That's not true. He's been showing up the last couple of weeks.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, he's been here.
I haven't seen him.
He's been here. Don't mess with Dennis. Don't mess with Dennis. He's my buddy.
I'll mess with whoever the hell I want to mess with.
All right, fine.
Think about that.
And everybody's going, how does he have this music?
I love to laugh. Loud and long and clear.
Yes, but don't worry, folks. Mary Poppins Returns, I don't think, is going to be a musical.
You might as well jump into some Bed Knobs and Broomsticks while you're at it. Shit.
Don't tempt me. I think I have it. Hold on. I might.
Either that or play Dolly Parton's version of Stairway to Heaven.
No. Don't get me wrong, I love Dolly Parton, but no.
Yeah, that was the biggest mistake she made in her music career was recording that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dolly, I love you, but you screwed up big time.
Yeah, and it's okay. It's okay.
Every musician, especially when they have reached the pinnacle that she has reached, has the right to purposely do one bad song.
Oh, sure. Sorry, our manager just goes, tuppins for the birds, feed the birds,
tuppins.
I'm just saying. All right, we're going to move on from there.
Chim, chiminy, chim, chiminy, chim, chiminy,
I played that one already.
I know. She was singing it, so I sang it with her.
Putting it out. All right, so it's 9:30. We lost about a half hour.
We'll go to the two staples. I can't believe I read that and dumbass.
Oh, yay. Good, because I got some good stuff for that.
So I'll take the headphones out. You go ahead and play it.
Yeah. You do that. Because here we go. It's time for I Can't Believe I Read That! Yes! It is time for I Can't Believe I Read That, where we take all those wonderful news articles throughout the interwebs and, well, we bring it to your attention to go, huh? I can't believe I read that. And in our defense, yeah, I really can't believe I read some of these, because some of these are wow.
I mean, you know, especially when you just read the title and go, really?
Well, especially like for me, when I put it on the prep sheet, I always change the title because it makes you want to click on it and go, what is he talking about this time? You'll see, folks. You'll see. let me bring up my wonderful screen capture source here, because this one is a doozy. This is involving two people, a husband and a wife. Oh, and a cool movie theater. Yes. Let me split the screen here. Let me just make sure that...
Were they doing the couple's version of Pee Wee Herman?
Oh, no. No. This actually happened in good old New York. Oh, it gets even better.
Holy crap.
Because it happens on my home state. And island. That's right. This happened on Long Island. These two wonderful doozies are Carrie Carmen and Charles Carmen. And both of them are being charged with endangering the welfare of a child.
Oh, Jesus.
Now you're probably saying to yourself, well, how did this happen? This happened in a movie theater. Yes, folks. That's right. You heard me right. A movie theater where Carrie Carmen dumped a bucket of popcorn on a 2-year-old girl during a movie. Now,
how is what?
Before,
how is that endangering a child?
Yeah, I'll get to it.
Yeah, this definitely needs some explanation
now,
here.
Now, before I go any further, I will say this. From one parent to another, why are you bringing a 2-year-old to a movie?
Yeah, true.
I mean, to be honest, you should at least wait until they're 4 or 5. I'm just saying. 2 years old. I'm not bringing little Jedi to a movie at 2. I know how she is now.
Yeah.
No. And she's a very good girl. But no. However, this is what happened. In Levittown, New York, they were going to see The Last Jedi. Yes, Star Wars The Last Jedi, where a 28-year-old mother had taken her young daughter to the movie and saw it. Levittown, Long Island. When the little girl asked for some popcorn during the movie, a woman sitting next to the girl allegedly, quote, verbally attempted to quiet the 2-year-old. And you're probably saying... Shh. Well, yeah, right. Shh. Mind you, folks, the kid is 2.
Yeah, they don't really. At 2 years old, they have no concept yet of inside voice, outside voice.
Right. You know, kind of thing. It is what it is. They don't have that concept, okay? The girl's mother told the woman not to talk to her daughter. Rightfully so. Police said, at which point the woman
allegedly started screaming and cursing at the pair before covering the girl's mouth with her hand. The woman then allegedly proceeded to dump popcorn over the two-year-old's head and hit her with the empty container. Yep, that's right. Dumped the bucket over the girl's head and hit her with the empty container.
Okay, I'm going to wait until you finish this before to see if you're going to answer my question.
The little girl reportedly started to cry. Two. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman...
Besides the fact she got hit.
That's true. The woman and the man that she was with reportedly took off from the theater. A doctor examined the two-year-old after she said her head hurt and determined that she had a contusion on her head. Along with the charges, the Carmans, both from Baldwin, New York, were issued appearance tickets. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, that's right, folks. Two grown adults dumped a bucket of popcorn.
Okay, so it was the couple. Head. It was the female in the couple that
left
the theater. That hit the kid and dumped the popcorn.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. See, I was misunderstanding. I was thinking that they were the parents of the daughter that got assaulted. But it's okay. Now I'm good.
Nope. They were sitting right next to them. Here's the thing.
They never would have gotten out of the movie theater if it had been me.
Here's the thing, folks. 2 years old. The kid is 2 years old. Two.
What does it say in there what movie it was?
Star Wars. They were seeing Star Wars.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can't see you taking a 2 year old to a Star Wars movie. And maybe a Disney movie.
Me either. You know? Yeah. And it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, everybody has their own way of doing things, but I wouldn't.
And that's the biggest thing, you know, kid's two.
I really can't say much, though, because I did take my newborn daughter to the bowling alley the day that she got out of the hospital, because they at that point, they kept her overnight.
Sure.
Then, you know, got out that day and that night.
Hey, you know what?
She was a day and a half old, and I took her to the bowling alley with me for league night. So,
you wanted to show her off, and everybody's like, oh, look how cute she is. And she slept the whole time.
Yeah, the plan was, you know, kind of push her off on the opposing team so that they weren't concentrating, and we actually won.
You were cheating.
Yeah. No. I was bending things to our advantage.
Oh, okay. I got you.
That's not cheating.
I got you. I got
cheating
you.
Cheating is where you nail the 10-pin down. You know.
True. Amanda wants to know if your
pool, Amanda.
First words were wreck 'em.
that would be pool, not bowling.
Gotcha. So our next wonderful story comes from good old New Jersey. Good old New Jersey. And what do you mean by New Jersey? That's right. I'm telling you, it's from Jersey. Because this person was drunk at the time and racked up a $1,600 Uber ride from West Virginia to New Jersey. $1,600. $1,600.
Oh, my God.
A New Jersey native recently took a drunken Uber from West Virginia back to his hometown, costing more than $1,600. Just about everyone was taking a drunken night Uber ride they might regret. I've never done that. Just saying. And I worked in a bar. After a night of partying with his buddies in Morgantown, West Virginia last Friday, Kenny Bachman thought he had called an Uber to take him back to where he was staying near West Virginia University's campus. Instead, he woke up in the passenger seat of a 2011 Toyota Sienna minivan next to an Uber driver that was taking him home. Not where he was staying with friends in West Virginia, but home. Like where he lives in Gloucester County, more than 300 miles away. I just woke up, Bachman told New Jersey Advanced Media in a phone interview, and I'm thinking, why the F am I in the car next to some random-ass dude I don't even know? The price, a hefty $1,635.93.
Yikes.
Afterwards, it had...
I had it fully sink in. Once the ride ended and I saw how much it was, when I was like, all right, this is insane. That's just crazy. A $3.94 base fare, a $2.35 booking fee, $696.95 for distance, $115.90 for the time. Wow. That is some messed up stuff. Messed up.
Wow.
Yep.
And this, friends, is why you never pass out in an Uber.
This is why you don't say, I want to go home. You actually give the address you're supposed to go to.
Well, I would kind of get on the Uber driver for that because, you know, to assume. Mm-hmm. That, okay, you're in West Virginia and you get in the cab and you say, take me home.
Right. Well, by Uber.
It wouldn't, you know, just the fact that he assumed that he meant New Jersey and drove all that way.
Right.
With that long of a trip, you would have thought that the driver would have checked first.
Nice.
To ensure that, you know, hey, you know, that's a long drive. That's going to be a really big bill for you to take you to New Jersey. Oh, no. I meant here.
Yeah.
You know.
I kind of
put that on the Uber driver, not the drunk.
Well, you got to kind of put it to both. You do, yeah. Because.
Okay, more to the Uber driver than the drunk.
Yes, but you know what? Uber driver just made a shitload of money.
Yeah. Hopefully the guy could pay it.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. Our next one comes from Lincoln, Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska. Cornhuskers state.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Not Oklahoma.
Nebraska.
Nebraska, where they don't come up with musicals. Man with middle name Trouble gets arrested. Yep. There you go. Rodney Trouble Phillips. Rodney Trouble Phillips. Oh boy, this person. Oh my God. Lincoln Police.
I must have been a Travis Tritt fan.
But I'm bumps. Lincoln Police arrested Rodney Trouble Phillips, who's 33, for burglary shortly before midnight on Tuesday. Yep, that gentleman right there, Rodney Trouble Phillips. Here's what he did. Police said a 56-year-old man waved down a passing ambulance and reported that he was with three acquaintances when Phillips told them to hand over his jewelry. The victim said Phillips started punching him in the face. Police said the victim was struck 2 to 4 times and Phillips took a ring and a necklace from him. A short time later, a witness reported a man was looking in a car window in the area. Phillips was located nearby and arrested. Police said Phillips was already being sought in connection with a previous burglary at JL Exteriors. Phillips was jailed on suspicion of burglary and robbery. You can't make this shit up, folks.
Well, you can, but it wouldn't be as much fun.
You know what the good thing about this guy is? He grew up saying, Trouble's my middle name.
Mm-hmm. He could live to the line.
Exactly. It's good shit. So, yeah, Trouble is my... I'm not going to lie. I've always wanted to say Trouble's my middle name.
Yeah, and have it not be a lie.
Yeah. There you go. All right, this next one comes from Tokyo, Japan. Tokyo, Japan. Tokyo, Japan, yes. That's how we wrote it, folks. Tokyo, Japan. For a man who did a 235 kilometer per hour expressway ride.
Okay, so that's what, about 180 miles per hour?
Give or take.
Somewhere around there.
Finally caught up to him 2 years later.
Really?
Uh-huh. Hi, Mr. Wow. Funky. A driver made a quick getaway when speed cameras spotted him going 235 kilometers per hour in a Dodge Challenger on an expressway in Tokyo, but the law finally chased him down more than 2 years later. Yoshimune,
Chiari, 41, was arrested on March 1st after allegedly driving at the breakneck speed, which is 135 kilometers per hour over the legal limit. In his American muscle car on the Chao Expressway in Tokyo's Kunitachi around 4:15 a.m. on January 29th, 2016.
So the actual speed limit was what, 110 kilometers an hour?
I don't know. The Metropolitan Police Department arrested Chiari, a company employee of Tokyo's Setagaya Ward, on suspicion of violating the road traffic law.
Suspicion?
Hello?
Well, they have to say that to be politically correct.
True. The Dodge Challenger was identified in images captured by the Orbis Automatic Speeding Monitoring System. Why don't we have that here?
They do.
Not as good.
The
vehicle was driven without front number plates, an additional offense that the police plan to refer to prosecutors. According to the police, more than five cases of overspeeding apparently involving the same Dodge Challenger have been identified on public roads in Tokyo and the Metropolitan Expressway since 2015. The Orbis also captured the driver waving his middle finger at the camera. Police are investigating those cases with Chiari as the suspect.
Wow.
Yikes.
That's nuts. Yikes. I mean, I drove on the German Autobahn in a Dodge Shadow, and I got up to, like, it was 170 kilometers an hour.
Okay.
Speed-wise. And, I mean, that, and it, this was a new car, and I, you know, car was in nice alignment and everything, you know, and dude, at 175 kilometers an hour, you're freaking out. So to go 230?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, I mean, I can just imagine how blurry everything was. I mean, you look off for 1 second and you're in a wreck.
And you're going, yay!
No, you're going, yeah!
You're going, look at me, I'm having fun!
I'm dead.
My bad.
I'm dead.
It's starting to smell like almonds. I'm not dead, I'm very badly hurt. I think I can stand up now. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Oh!
I'm not going to be doing much of anything for a while.
So,
except charging off a big hospital.
Our last one for today comes from Alexandria, Virginia. Now, last week, and this isn't the same story, but last week, we had a woman who was arrested for sneaking heroin into a hospital for her boyfriend.
Oh, jeez.
This one is a little different, but very, very similar. And there's video.
Oh, there's video.
Oh, yes.
An update to a story we brought you last week. Police in Alexandria say they have arrested a suspected drug dealer accused of selling drugs to an overdose patient who was in the hospital. Michael Flipowitz was arrested yesterday. He's accused of signing in as a guest at the hospital and then giving the patient the drugs. His partner, 20-year-old Dana Gottlieb, was arrested last week. Thanks, Amanda. Well, you might remember this.
Stop. There you go. Yep. Michael Flipowitz, 25. Oh boy. He's screwed.
Dumbass of the week must be really good if that wasn't it.
Maybe.
I mean, you know, smuggling in. He could have been smuggling in marijuana for the guy.
It's true.
And, you know, the fact that he's in the hospital because he OD'd on drugs, but yet you want to bring him some more drugs of the same variety that he just OD'd on.
Yeah.
Why not?
A little bit too much Grand Theft Auto, I'm thinking. You know.
Maybe just a little bit. But speaking of the dumbass of the week, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
What are we going to do?
This.
You people are idiots.
Welcome back, dumbass.
Dumbass. Got anything for that, dumbass?
Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. Get dumbasses. 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
That is the one that got through. It is now time for the Dumbass of the Week. If you have a wonderful contender, you can send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show. It's real simple, real easy. This one comes from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New York.
No sleep, my hometown.
Now, the first thing that JT said was, you know, the dumbass of the week needs to be a little, be a good one, because, you know, I don't know if it could beat out smuggling heroin into a hospital. Well, I'm here to tell you, this one's pretty good.
Okay, Rocky.
It's pretty good. Now, that's Adrian. Adrian. That's from Rocky South one. Philly. Yeah. All right, this one comes from Brooklyn, where a Brooklyn femme fatale.
Oh, God.
With a deadly past, was busted for take a guess, JT. Take a guess. I know you want to guess. Come on. Take a guess. What do you think she was busted for?
Sexually accosting the Cookie Monster.
No, but that's a good one. That's a good one. But no, I'm sorry. You are wrong, sir. You are wrong. Dead wrong, even.
Hey. It's fun to be wrong sometimes.
It is. It is. Here's what she got busted for. Amanda says prostitution. Nope. I'm going to tell you. She got busted for a good number of things. The first one is not why she's labeled the dumbass of the week. The first one is identity theft.
Okay.
And you're probably saying, well, okay, identity theft, you know, people get in trouble for that. Yep. It's a white collar crime. Yep. Identity theft. But, and I stress the but, she really got busted for poisoning a lookalike friend with a tainted piece of cheesecake in a foiled plot to steal her identity. And you're probably saying to yourself, what?
Because my credit was just so bad.
And you're saying to yourself, well, wait a second. What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, I can tell you. And I can show you. Because this is the woman that's in question. And you're probably saying to yourself, who's the woman in question? What? There's a woman in question? Yes, there is, folks. Yes,
there is. A jaw drop.
You're welcome. This right here, and I'm going to split the screen for you, is the woman in question. This is the raven-haired suspect, Victoria Nasirova, 42, was jailed without bail for serving up the deadly dessert and then creating a cover-up scene that looked like a suicide. Someone watched too much CSI.
Yeah, somebody photoshopped the hell out of that picture, too.
Oh, no, trust me, we're getting there. We're getting there. The Queen District Attorney, Richard Brown, said this is a bizarre and twisted crime that could have resulted in the death of a Queens woman whose only fault was that they shared similar features. Now, what you're saying is they look alike. Yeah, they look alike, and I'm going to show you exactly what I mean. Now, mind you, the picture that I'm about to show you is a little bit of an issue because, you know, it's one person being in the hospital and the other taking a selfie. So you got to bear with me. She was poisoned. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She was poisoned, folks. So just bear with us and I'll show you the picture, show you the comparison.
And so Bunky says hot and crazy.
Yep. There you go. So there are the two. The one up on top is the victim. The one on the bottom is the one who tried poisoning the other. Yes, they do have similar features. Same dark hair, nose, chin, lips. They look very alike. They really do.
I can see it.
So, you know, obviously, you know, Olga, who is the victim, a little swollen. You know, it's expected after being poisoned.
Yeah.
You know, just putting it out there. A test of the leftover cheesecake revealed the dessert was drugged, and the authorities are finally tracking the suspect down last March. That's right. A Queens grand jury just returned a 10-count indictment accusing Nessie Roba of attempted murder, burglary, assault, reckless endangerment, and other charges. She apparently fled to New York after dodging a 2014 murder rap in the death of Ala Alexenko, 54, whose burned body was uncovered in a Western Russia grave. This woman has issues.
Yeah, she is a true example of the word Black Widow.
Yes. Not only that, but here's how she got here in the States. She actually escaped to America after seducing the lead detective in her prosecution.
Nice.
Once safely settled in Sheep's Bay, Brooklyn authorities say Nessarova enjoyed a lavish lifestyle of diamonds and furs financed by men lured into her orbit. Yes. This is a perfect example.
Wow.
These are the people getting into our country, folks.
Echo saying, Ukrainian! Not Ukrainian, but Ukrainian.
Well, apparently she also allegedly drugged and robbed her male victims before moving on to the next target. She was denied any part in the Alexenko murder. So she's denied she even did it.
Amanda's saying, just wow.
Now,
Bunky saying, gold digger too soon.
Now, JT, which was better?
Well, I said it had to be a good one to the dude smuggling in drugs to his OD buddy.
Oh yeah. Oh.
You know, I mean that's pretty good for a dumbass. So you had to go quite far to top that, and you managed to do it this week.
Boom.
So there you go.
That's how I roll. That's how I roll.
Very bumbly.
Yes. It's good stuff that way. Good stuff. So, my friends, that is our Dumbass of the Week for this week. If you have a contender, make sure you send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show. Yeah. Yeah. The show. The wonderful show that we had a little bit of a half-hour issue.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's been a while since we've had that big of an issue on the show,
yeah,
though.
You know, it's bound to happen. It's bound to happen. I'm gonna blame Adam, and I'm gonna blame the weather.
We broadcast from home.
Yeah.
You know, we're not in like, you know, a TV studio or something like that. So, you know.
But, and I stress the but, if you follow us and subscribe to our channel, that can help us get into a main studio. Just saying.
Well, except for me, I'd still be broadcasting from here.
I can move you out here.
We have to be making a lot of money, brother.
Anything's possible, my friend.
Very true.
The doors are open. Possibilities are endless.
Or for me. Or, yeah.
Possibilities are endless. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there, my friend.
Right. I got you.
You know, I'm being honest. Being honest. So if you guys like what we do, make sure you subscribe to our channel. Hey, it's $4.99 to do so for tier 1, $9.99 for tier 2, and I think $24.99 for tier 3. You do get some cool emojis. We are working on the tier 2 and tier 3 emojis, so please think about doing that. Help us out. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, sync it to your Twitch account, and you can subscribe for free. That's right, free. It'll help the show. It'll help the show. We'll be able to buy new equipment, new cameras, new lights. I can get my green screen to work. I can, because I need to kind of do like a wall of green over here. That's what I want to do. That way I can have cool backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So you can see like just the background. It's good stuff. Also, subscribe to us on Periscope, Twitter, everywhere. We're everywhere. Just saying. I'm just putting it out there, folks. Just putting it out. By the way, I don't know if Dutch and Royce is live tonight. I don't think they are. But Hippo Juice will be returning to More Like Radio tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Highly suggest you check them out. They'll be live after JT does his show. No, Kevin. Kevin's doing his show tomorrow. I don't know what anymore. I'm just whatever. Just whatever.
Okay.
Dennis has confirmed it. No, Dutch and Royce, just Hippo Juice tomorrow. So, make sure you check out Hippo Juice from 8 to 10, I think it is, tomorrow. Check them out. KGTV will be live tomorrow for his show where he's playing They Are Billions. That's right. And we have to get out of here. So, with that being said, JT, go for it, my friend.
You can follow me in several different places. You can follow me on Facebook, JT Hollis Fan Page, or Veteran Garden Deco. You can also follow me on Twitter, JTH_country. Or you can visit my websites at veterangardendeco.us or JTHollisMusic.com.
That's right. And, of course, you can follow Adam on Twitter. That's right. Right below the screen at Patriot Pride 80. He also helps with the Sully Show. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Carol's saying goodbye early. Goodbye, Carol. Thank you for joining us today. We do appreciate it. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at The Sully Show, as well as at Accidental Punch. Make sure you bookmark thesullyshow.com and accidentalpunch.com. The websites are getting tweaked. I'm working on them slowly but surely. I got a lot of projects that I'm working on, so I get to them when I can. So it's good stuff like that. You can also follow us on Periscope and twitch.tv/accidentalpunch, as well as so many other places. If you would like to subscribe to our podcast, go to morelikeradio.org, look up The Sully Show, click the subscribe button. It's good stuff. Or go to tinyurl.com/The Sully Show Podcast. It's that simple, that easy. We are live every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we go to 10 o'clock. That's how we roll. That's how we roll. Eventually, we'll get some more shows. KGTV is tomorrow at 8, and don't forget, shout out with JT on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
Screw you. Can I go to sleep now?